You are listening to Career Talk Podcast for young professionals. I am Dr. Susie Chen from Resilient Leadership Academy. Co-hosting the show with me today is Sean Ng from GSCI Eastern. Hi, Sean. Thank you for being my co-host today.
Thank you, Susie. Today's episode marks the start of our second season. This initiative is a collaboration between GSCI Eastern and Resilient Leadership Academy.
I'm excited about today's episode because we have a great interview by Casey Ng and Crystal Bullock from The Family Lawyer. Together, Casey and Crystal will share their thoughts about finding career clarity even when you are feeling a little bit lost, which is something that can happen to all of us. But before we get started, let's introduce our interviewer and guest. Our interviewer for today's episode is Casey Ng. Casey is Senior Associate at The Family Lawyer, who is a young professional herself and has volunteered her time to help us record this episode. Sean, would you like to introduce our guest, who is a very accomplished legal professional?
Our guest is Crystal Bullock, founder and partner of the law firm The Family Lawyer. Crystal is a true chameleon of the professional world because she has navigated through a myriad of industries during her career.
That's an understatement, Sean. I'm looking at Crystal's bio and I can easily count 5 or 6 career movements. We will put Crystal's full bio on our website in case our listeners would like to learn more and get in touch with a family lawyer. But let's hear a short version of the bio.
Starting out her professional path early in life, Crystal volunteered at a local state member's office in rural Victoria, as well as volunteering as a member of the fire brigade. She then began studying law part-time while working full-time in an administrative role in a CEO's office before working as a legal secretary for a prominent Melbourne barrister. Crystal was then recruited by another barrister who launched an immigration business. In this role, Crystal not only assisted with immigration applications, she also contributed to the business growth. Of course, this was not enough for Crystal. She went to further her study and completed a degree in criminology. She volunteered with state and local government, specializing in offense analysis and prevention, where her work was showcased at a local government forum focused on crime prevention techniques. Crystal then met her now husband, and they both shared an entrepreneur spirit. Together, they established and managed a recruitment agency and photography business. Crystal's passion for law saw her return to the legal industry. She worked at Minto Ellison, a prominent law firm, and later with a private barrister. Crystal eventually established her own immigration business, which thrived under the onset of the COVID pandemic. Crystal then launched a real estate business and since 2018, with her husband, has launched and been successfully operating their own law firm.
Wow, what an impressive bio. And this is just a short version. If you are interested in learning more about Crystal's experience and her law firm, The Family Lawyer, make sure to visit our show notes. For now, let's get into Casey and Crystal's interview.
Can you describe a time where perhaps you might have felt lost or unmotivated or confused about your career?
I've probably got a few experiences that I can draw upon, particularly when I was working for a barrister. I really was quite passionate about the law, and the work environment there just really didn't kind of foster my love as I thought it would. And I became a little bit disgruntled with the idea of becoming a lawyer. I thought, if this is what lawyers are like, I don't know if I want to be this type of person. And I'll mention the barrister that I was working for at the time was a head commercial litigator. And if anyone's ever met a commercial litigator, especially a very good one, you'll know the type of personality I'm talking about. But being in that environment, it really did challenge my own perceptions of, you know, the legal industry and made me think, is this what I want? So during that time, I felt quite lost. I thought this was always what I wanted to do. And now I'm finding that this could not be, like, maybe this isn't the career for me. So I had to really take stock and go, okay, where are my other interests? What else am I quite passionate about? And how can I make it a career for me?
It's very interesting to hear Crystal recounting her experience. I think it is not unusual for all of us, especially when we first started out, to have moments of doubt and feeling lost with our career. Do you have a similar experience, Sean?
Oh, definitely. I pursued a career in finance because I didn't know where to go. You know, my whole family were always studying finance at universities. And I just thought, yeah, you know, since everyone's doing that, maybe I should just follow them. But it's at my second year of uni that I found out this isn't what I want. And then it's when I joined JCI. Eastern, I found out that, you know, helping people, helping our communities is a really satisfying thing for me. And I never knew that helping people would be my career or would be what I'm interested in. You know, that never crossed my mind in the past. But I worked in a few call centers trying to help out people's concerns and trying to address their needs. And I got a knack out of that because I'm actively, you know, helping people.
It is not unusual for young people to follow their family's footsteps when picking out a career at the start and later on realizing perhaps they need a change. In your case, you have realized it early and taken steps to explore other options, which has led you to now work in the call center industry helping people. Crystal's experience has also led her to do quite a lot of explorations, including self-introspection. Let's continue with Casey and Christelle's conversation.
So I spent a lot of time sort of researching different degrees and, you know, where those degrees would then eventually take me and what I wanted to achieve personally as well as professionally and how that all kind of married together.
So when you were researching those degrees and thinking about how that would marry with your professional career and what did you want to get out of your career, what sort of questions did you ask yourself?
How much money can I make?
That's an important question. Yeah.
What is going to focus? What's going to, I think if you're going to embark on a career, I mean, a real career where you have to dedicate a lot of time to study, you really do need to be passionate about it. So I would ask myself, is this something that's going to sustain me? Am I going to be able to hold interest in this? And the other thing I looked at is, you know, where is it going to take me? So if I complete this degree and I get a role in this particular environment, where from there? So I like to sort of plan a few steps ahead. And they were things that I was asking myself. And I think finally, the last thing I really looked at is how is this going to fit with my personal life? At the time, I was in a long-term committed relationship. I wanted to get married and have children. And obviously, you know, you need to factor that in, you know, maternity leave. What does my career look like after, you know, 12 months out of the workforce? So they're the kinds of questions that were going around in my head as I was, you know, conducting my research.
So it sounds like having a level of self-awareness is extremely important. And it's really important to ask yourself those introspective questions. What are the values that drive you? What is it that you want to get out of life and your career both? And what skills do you have that you do enjoy using and that you want to develop? And it sounds like that level of self-awareness that you had was what led you to choose the degree that you did and the career path that you did. But within that, as you navigated through those different careers, did you then have moments where you questioned yourself, oh, perhaps this isn't something that I want to do? And how did you navigate that change?
I think everything up until this point, and even now, I still have those moments. I think if you're going through your professional life and you don't have those moments where you sort of go, is this what I want to do? Then you can tend to lose a little bit of perspective because you stop challenging yourself and you stop thinking, you know, you can't hit the glass ceiling. There's always somewhere new to go and to take it. And I think that's sort of what I do in all my careers. So, you know, for government, I always thought that's what I wanted to do. I started out young and it just, you know, I'm like, okay, I like this, but where to now? How can I do better? How can I expand my knowledge? How can I press myself professionally? Do I feel challenged? And, you know, if those sort of questions came back and made me think, well, not really, I think I could keep going higher, then I'd start looking at what I could do next.
With young professionals, a lot of young professionals who do feel lost in their career, perhaps often think that clarity will just come, but it doesn't just come. You do need to take action in order to find that clarity and perhaps experiment and explore different opportunities before you have that clarity to know what you do want to do. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I did a lot of volunteer work, you know, and a lot of gratis work as well, just to test the waters. It's a great way to dip your toe in and see whether or not it is something that you like without having that full, oh, and I've got to give notice to my employer and all those kinds of strings that come along with it. So it is a good way to see, you know, to try out a new career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's pause here for a second, because I love some of the things that Casey and Christelle have said. Christelle has said three very powerful words: where to now. What a great question to get ourselves thinking objectively about our career. What about Casey's comment about clarity can only be found if we actively look for it? What are your thoughts on this, Sean?
I completely agree with Casey. In order for us to find our purpose or a meaningful career, we will have to get outside of our comfort zones. We will have to push our envelope and try out new things that we wouldn't necessarily try out all the time. It's all about trying out new things and exploring, you know, career options.
So what do you think some of the challenges that perhaps young professionals may face whilst trying to find clarity in their career? We've talked about needing that level of self-awareness, but do you think that there are other factors that could come into play, perhaps like external pressures or fear of failure?
Yeah, look, I think they're excellent points, Casey. I think the other thing is people get a little bit of imposter syndrome as well. I know that's something I've experienced on more than one occasion throughout my career. And it does tend to, I think, hold you back a little bit, because you do. It sort of then manifests as a little bit of a fear for failure. But I think the other thing is, the cost of living is constantly increasing. And I imagine that puts a lot of pressure on young people who are starting out in their career, because they've got to, you know, you're coming in at the bottom and, you know, you have to sort of work up, and then taking, you know, a gap year or something like that to then explore new opportunities could be quite problematic. I think that's probably a constraint. And, you know, I think in the professional sector as well, everybody wants the best. They want to hire the best. They want to be the best. And I think that can also sometimes impact on the decisions that people make in their career. Like, oh, yeah, I really want to work at, you know, a top tier firm, but, you know, I didn't go to Monash. So what does that look like for me? And, you know, they might not apply and they could miss out on something for, you know, whatever reason. But I think you just have to, I think that fear kind of thing really does limit people. You just got to jump in, and the worst that can happen is someone's going to say no.
That's right. The worst that can happen is someone says no. And if you don't try, you're never going to know. With your thought process about the cost of living, perhaps that's where volunteering comes in very handy. It allows you the opportunity to still, you know, explore a different career pathway whilst keeping your full-time work and still having your bills paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that purpose is needed in order to build a successful career?
Absolutely. I really think that not just purpose, but also passion. I think if you're going to embark on a career, especially within law, I think you need to get something out of it as well. And I think the thing that, I mean, for me, what I get out of it is helping people. I enjoy doing that. And that's one of the reasons why I keep showing up. I think with that purpose, it keeps people motivated. It keeps them focused. And it keeps them engaged in what they're doing. I think when things get a little bit repetitive, they can become boring, and then people sort of lose that flair for it and can become complacent. So I think choosing something that does give your life meaning and purpose is probably one of the key things that's going to help, especially younger professionals, really grow their careers.
But what if someone comes up to you and say, but Christelle, I don't know what my purpose or my passion is. What would your advice be to go about finding that?
Oh, there's so many things that you could do. How I found my purpose is I thought about something that I really enjoyed, something that I would do for free. And if I would be willing to commit myself and my time and my resources to doing something without getting any type of monetary reward or even a thank you for, I think that's one of the things that can lead you to find your purpose. What's something I really enjoy that I'm not going to get sick of? What gives me pleasure? There is lots of material out there that helps you find your purpose. And, you know, it's about that, you know, inward reflection and really, I think, being at peace with yourself and knowing the things that you like and what brings you joy can help you uncover that.
It's down again to values and really understanding your values. What are your values and how do you want to live your life? Because if you're not living your life in alignment with those values, perhaps that's where that lack of clarity or conflict or feeling of conflict could come from. But if you are living your life in alignment with your values, then that's where that feeling of peace will come from as well.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you.
What do you think are some of the practical steps that young professionals can take in order to achieve greater clarity?
Oh, wow. Look, I think with everything in life, a lot of I think being able to meditate on something in an environment that's conducive to help open your mind, going for a walk in a park, for example, is a great way to just block everything else out and really focus on your inner thoughts and ask yourself those difficult questions. You know, what do I want to be? What does this mean to me? What are my values? Where do I see myself in 10 years? I think, you know, that can be quite helpful. Having a good mentor is another one. Having someone who's, you know, perhaps working in the industry or been in the industry for quite some time that you can ask those difficult questions of like, oh, if you could go back and change your career, what's one thing you'd do different to get someone else's input and perspective as well. And I think just engaging and having conversations and doing your own research into what the industry is like. I think with the advent of things like ChatGPT and, you know, self-serve checkouts, there's so many things that, you know, provided careers for people back then, even 10, 5 years ago, that are completely different now. And I think understanding as well, you know, what that's going to look like in the future and researching, you know, will this job even be relevant in another 5 years is going to be something that's going to help, I guess, inform, you know, the decision-making process.
Yeah, those are some really good tips there. So talk about self-assessment, having a mentor, engaging in conversations, doing your research. And the one thing that I will add to that as well is assuming responsibility, because clarity is not going to come by you patiently waiting. It's something that you create for yourself, and not making a decision is still a decision.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great one, Casey.
Also, anything that you feel like you want to add, Christelle?
Yeah, look, I think I'd just like to say to anybody who's sort of feeling a little bit lost in their career that it's okay to feel that way. I think, you know, at different points in your life, you're going to know exactly what you want to do, and other points you're not going to. And don't be afraid of it. That happens to everybody. It's just an opportunity for you to explore new avenues. And you might start out wanting to be an academic in the legal industry and then decide that actually you'd make a great litigator, or you're really passionate about animals and you want to, you know, become an animal rights advocate. Those types of things. Sometimes that doubt can lead you to make powerful decisions and understand yourself even better than what you did before.
I think it's clear by now that finding clarity with our career is not always easy. Casey and Crystal have talked about during their interview some of the challenges, but they also offer some practical strategies to help our listeners. I really like Crystal's comment about being okay to feel lost during our career, because really, let's face it, it can happen to all of us. I also love how she turns an often uncomfortable situation into an optimistic one. It's okay to feel lost because it is actually an opportunity for us to explore new avenues. I actually feel quite positive after hearing the interview. What about you, Sean?
Oh, so positive, Susie. It is okay to have not much direction in your life. But I hope Crystal and Casey has provided us with enough techniques and advice to get us back on track and to build a meaningful career.
Absolutely. It's really great having Casey and Crystal sharing their experience and thoughts with us.
If you find today's episode helpful, make sure to follow us and share the Career Talk podcast for young professionals with your friends.
Yes, share the love. Sean and I look forward to having you join us next time. Today's episode is made possible by our dedicated volunteers from Resilient Leadership Academy and GSCI Eastern, two great organizations that support young professionals with their growth and development. To learn more about us, please visit our show notes. A big thank you to Crystal and Casey from The Family Lawyer for donating their time. This episode is hosted by Sean Ng and myself, Susie Chen, and produced by Susie Chen. Until next time.